Sounds like the Rambam powers him Yashiv the Stira. Sorry. We just went over the four ways of being Miyasha, and we saw being Miyasha the Stira last year. We want to know how the Rambam held. So, the Rambam doesn't say anything about being Mechalik in cases where he doesn't quote the Rashba, he doesn't say anything about being Mechalik where you have strings of the same kind as your Begad available and where you don't. He doesn't say anything like Tosos, that Tzitzis is really Hutra, the Chetz is Hutra, and you can do do whatever you want. It sounds like he understood that it was a Machlokas Asugyas, and Paskin like Reish Lakish against Yevamos Dalim and Beis and Menachos Lamentes and Beis. So it sounds like the Rambam understood it was a Machlokas Asugyas and Paskin like Reish Lakish and like Menachos Daf Nehemam Aleph and rejected the Gemara in Daf Lamentes and Beis and Menachos and rejected the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Dalim and Beis and doesn't pass like our Gemara. Therefore, he never says anything about Pishtim and Tzemer. That's a simple shot of the Gemara. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understood. Theoretically, if you want to, you could have said he holds like the Migo idea of Tosfos, but it doesn't. He doesn't really give any explicit hint to that. So the simple shot is that the Rambam understood it was a machlokes. The Rambam understood it was a machlokes, like the Ramban says, and Paskins like the Reish Lakish side against the last two words of Daf Dalam and Beis and Menachos Daf Lamentes and Beis.
What would the Rambam say about adding more tzemer strings to Pishtim Beged that already had tzemer?
That the Kesef Mishnah has two days about, meaning if you already have klayim, right? The first line in Daf Lamed Tesef Beis, you have Pishtim Beged, you already have to make tchilas of tzemer. You could also make the lovin of tzemer, because im kvar, uz kvar, as they say nowadays. So that the Kesef Mishnah has two days about. In the end, he thinks that the Rambam would say you still shouldn't do that. But that's, you know, I can't promise. Okay, the we mentioned though Agav
this Chakira as to
whether Tzitzis is really Asidokolos Asa and Dechuya and we apply Reish Lakish like we've done until now, or Tosa's Kiddush is that Tzitzis is really Hutra. So lying the Tzitzis, color here, right? Is it really Dechuya, like it sounds like, because we learn I say Dokolusasa from there? Or do we say like Tosos, that it's really Hutra, the whole Hefta is Hutra, and it doesn't really matter if you could have found another way or could not have found another way. Tosos brings this up enough, Mem on the base of Mesech Menachos, and brings down a whole bunch of nafkaminas. Let's just look at this for one second. Daniel, could you be so kind? I just xeroxed the Tosos and Menachos. Okay, you know, leave me one cup. Thank you. The Gemara Menachos says, Daf Mem on Beis, Tchelos in bo mishum klayim afilo betalos petura. The case of Tal Petur is a very difficult case, and it's not so clear what they're talking about, so we're not going to get into that now. But even in a Talus Petur, which means even if it has tzitzis, you add extra tzitzis, there's still no Isra Klayim. Since it says there's no problem with klayim tchelas, and even talus petura means it's telling you one chiddush before the ve, then another chiddush after the ve. So what's the chiddush? Because likewise in Yoma, whenever they say something's mutter, ve afilu something else, that means there are two chiddushim, one before the ve afilu, one after. So what's the chiddush before the va afilu? Right. So v'amar ben atam the hachanami yishmin da afilu ba lailin ba mishum klayim afgav the lav zon tzitzisi dilagamri hitrokas klayim shel tzitzis. That's called putra b'chetza. Right, not just the chuya when you're doing the mitzvah, not even just hutra when you're doing the mitzvah. The whole cheft of tzitzit is hutra, gedilim tasalach, lo silva shatnes, aval gedilim tasal kamehem. The cheft of tzitzit is exempt from klayim, whether you're doing a mitzvah or not. This is Tosos, or more accurately, it's really Rabbeinu Tam, who Tosos always agrees with, who says that it's hutra, le gamre, even at night, and that's the chiddush before the va'afilu. The chain per kamat kedushin the teda damrin la kamat talshul la kol la miyom turim etzitzis mikan ve'elech chayeves. The mikan ve'elech chayeves va'filo shal klayim va'afgav tepatim raisa the ein lechal lekemin dol ha'gavei gaver davidi day like a klayim. Right. The he says basically what are his nafkaminas? Right. One nafkamina is laila. Right. Tosfos says mutter, no problem applying a laila. The other nafkamina is talashu'ula, right? Talashu'ula is really potter when it says midoraisa. Midorabana it's chayiv after 30 days. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Help it. If it's chayiv midorabana after 30 days, then if it's chayiv midorabana after 30 days, then midoraisa it's potter from tzitzis. So midoraisa it's klein. And midrabban there mchayv you, they let you reclaim. We know in koach yavchacham locker dubin ator become a say. How did chacham let you reclaim? Not to mention the fact that it sounds like Tosfos doesn't say this here. Even before 30 days, if you want, you can wear tzitzis. Hold on, a talis. Half the talisim are made of linen, so that means they have tcheles in those days. The chazal they still had tcheles. So you were borrowing shatnas from someone. So how could you wear it? It's you're doing shatnas and you're not doing the tzitzis. It must be the whole cheft of tzitzis is exempt from klayim. Says it doesn't make sense to make a chiluk and say, well, since for the omer it's not klayim, for you it's not klayim. What do you mean? If you're not doing a mitzvah, what's matur klayim? The answer is the cheft of tzitzis matur klayim regards to the mitzvah. Even at night there's no mitzvah. The cheft of tzitzis is matur klayim. Even if it's borrowed and there's no mitzvah, the cheft of tzitzis matur klayim. Then his third nafkin is v'chein l'nashim. And likewise, he says, for women, if a woman, women don't have to wear tzitzis, but if a woman wants to put tzitzis, right, so, okay, nowadays, the minhag is not to, but if a woman wants to wear tzitzis, al pi dina digmara, then she can, and then she can. He doesn't have a proof, he assumes that. She's doing shatnis, so doesn't matter, because the chef shol tzitzis, the chef shol tzitzis, and is exempt from shatnis, even if you're not the person who's chayiv, even if it's not the time that's chayiv, even if you're not the owner who is chayiv. That's Tosfos three nafkaminas, right? Three nafkaminas of this hutra b'chefza, and this is Tosfos on daf mem amud beis, and as we saw from the Tosfos on daf mem amud aleph, right, the other nafkamina is, what about Efshar, Lekayim Shnehem, such as Chutei Tzemer, Lepishtim, where Tosfos says, Mutter, because it's Hutcher, and we don't care about Efshar Lekayim Shnehem. This is classically a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. I apologize, I skipped a few lines, and Tosfos will come back to them. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tzitzis Gimel Vav that we just read, but I'll read it again. Sushal tzemer osam lomen shalachutei tzemer. Sushal piston osam lomen shalachutei pishna mimina. Oh, sorry, that was hey Vav, Gimel Vav. Umay lasus chutei tzemer v'sushal pishna v'sushal pishna v'sushal tzemer. Al pishu lovin levad v'lo tchilis. Are you allowed to make just love of pishna for tzemer, tzemer for pishna? V'dinu she imotzer sheshat nes motzer lina tzitzis. Shari tchila tzemer hum akilin osa So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says clearly, Dechuya, if you have a way out, then, like for example, you don't have tchilas, so you can choose whatever fabric you want for the chutei lavan, then there's no hetzer of klayim, there's no way out. It's purely Dechuya. The Rambam, we should then expect to hold, what should we expect the Rambam to hold about tzitzis at night? What? Aser for Shabbos, of course. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Gimel Zayin, sorry, this is the Rambam, Gimel Vav. The Rambam Gimel Zayin says, we never put tchilas on pishtan. Says, if you wear it at night, then you'd violate a lav. If you'd wear it at night, you'd violate a lav, and there's no mitzvah say, and you'd be violating a lav Alav mi de oraisa.
So the Rambam is pretty clear that at night it is usher, and as a matter of fact, that's why Chazal made the gzera to not put tchelas. Most of you hold to not put tchelas on linen the gadim, because in case you might accidentally wear it at night, then you'll violate the lav, and there'll be no asay to be docha the lav. Likewise, the Rambam doesn't say explicitly what the din is of these other cases of Nashim and of Talashula, but we would think that there is Tosos in Chulin, there's a parallel Tosos in Chulin, I think it's Kuf Yud on the days. I don't know what the Rambam holds, but Tosos in Chulin, now Kuf Yud on the days, Hashem Yesh Mefarshim. He rejects this Yesh Mefarshim because Tosfos consists of all the Chas. Yesh Mefarshim, but they're dead wrong. Because Yesh Mefarshim, what's Tal Sheula? Tal Sheula only didn't mean for Shatnez. The whole thing of Tal Sheula is only if it's not Shatnez. If it's not Shatnez, then Tal Sheula is chayiv after 30 days and is optional until 30 days. But if it's Shatnez, then you can't wear tzitz on a Tal Sheula because you're not doing a mitzvah on the Daraisa level and you're wearing Shatnez. So that's a big chiddush, that the whole din of talus she'ula being chayiv after 30 days means it's chayiv in lavan. Or if it's a wool talus, it's chayiv in tcheles. But a linen talus she'ula, even after 30 days, you don't put on tcheles. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim holds, and maybe that's what the Rambam also would hold l'chora.
Tosfos sheet about, let's say, Lila, that's mutter. That has nothing to do with hutter, because hutter is where you have something shaykhus to the mitzvah. Since this at night has nothing, it's as if I'm wearing a baseball jacket that has shatnez in it. That would, just because you say the mutter, it's not
mutter. Okay. So, hold that thought for a moment. Okay. Again, I didn't find the Rambam or anyone in Tosfos specifically speaking about the issue of Nashim, but I would assume the Rambam would hold that women, you know, if women want to wear tzitzis, so that's fine. The Rambam is very clear that he did... That Nashim Avadim Sheratu Lasatim Zatfim Below Bracha, that he didn't yet have the midhug of women not wearing tzitzis like nowadays, but Menastam, he would say they can't wear the shatnez. And then I want to get back to Morty's question for a second. Just the chazer, what we said when we introduced this idea, when we were discussing Yivam Neshas Ach, right, there are three levels of mitzvah being Matar and Isser, right? We call that sort of the chuya, what do we call it there? The chuya? Hutra l'mitzvah, right? And what do we call the last one? Hutra b'nefila. The chuya means the chuya. If it's absolutely necessary, you can do the mitzvah and do the avera, but you have to try to avoid it. Hutra means if you're doing the mitzvah, it's hutra. As long as you're doing the mitzvah, it's hutra. And then, what do we see by Yibam? That the Rambam, by Yibam, not by tzitzis held, it's more than that. It's hutra b'chetza, even if you're not doing a mitzvah. The very nefila, the very fact that she is a kaloshem yavama, because her husband died without kids, makes her mutter, even if there's no mitzvah going on. And this is, in some places, they call these three madrigas, and I mentioned that at the time also, dechuya means the mitzvah, if necessary, you do the avera, hutra, the mitzvah makes the avera mutter, whether necessary or not, and lo namra, meaning this whole type of situation, regardless of the mitzvah, the iser wasn't said about. That's code words they have in some yeshivas, even though I'm not sure these code words are really capture the essence of what we're trying to say, but that's the code words they have in some yeshivas. So basically, what we're saying here is that really there are three things you could have held. You could have held dechuya, like the Rambam. You could have held hutra, l'mitzvah, right? You could have held hutra l'mitzvah, in which case, yeah, laila, that's usher, it's no mitzvah. Talish ula, that's usher, it's no mitzvah. Nashim, oh, maybe we'll leave nashim as a question mark, because that could be the whole lumbus, which is not for the second we're doing now. When women do menstruation on grama, is that really a mitzvah or not? But let's leave that as unclear. And then you agree with Tosus that it's mutter. So you could have said in the middle, hutra l'mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvah, even if eshel kenshnei, when you're doing the mitzvah, it's hutra. And maybe even women are hutra, because they don't have to do the mitzvah, but they can. But when you're not doing a mitzvah, so hey, if you take it, it's a baseball jacket. That is what Morty's saying. That is an in-between shita which neither Tosos nor the Rambam holds. Right? Which you could Tosos hold, no. The cheft of tzitzis is hutra, regardless of whether you're doing a mitzvah or not. This is a cheft of tzitzis, hal she'ula. But it's a cheft of tzitzis, just doesn't belong to me. So I don't have to, I'm not obligated. It's a cheft of tzitzis. And why? What's a cheft of tzitzis? Then I'm still, as long as the cheft of tzitzis, that is hutra. That's the sheet of Tosos yields, what they call in yeshivas, some yeshivas, at least, lo nemra.
Is it so clear that Talashul isn't the same as Nashim? Could it be Pater just means you're not hired to do it, but you're still not
doing it? So that is an interesting question. Could it be that Talashul also did a Kiyo mitzvah, even if there's not a Kiyo mitzvah?
I mean, the Rebbeinu Tam in his continuation seems to, not out here. Doesn't he say that Pater means that if there's no tzitzis, you're not hired to put on tzitzis, but there's already tzitzis on, of course you're hired.
That was the Rebbeinu Tam or the Rosh?
No, it's not the Rosh.
Right, you're right, so it's not so posh. It could be that that even Talish Ula, there's room to question mark. You're absolutely right. Right? Maybe there's a Kiyo Mitzvah. Could be in Talish Ula also. Maybe there's a Kiyo Mitzvah, just no Chiyov. But in Laila, there's definitely no Kiyo Mitzvah. I think that we can all agree.
Couldn't that even go back to Chuy even?
Couldn't
that even go back to for the Rambam, maybe?
Even if it's the Chuyah, the Kiyo Mitzvah, that is a good ha'ara. That would depend whether we call it Efshel Kain Shnei, it's not Kain Mitzvah. A simple pshat is, so one can, how about this? Right? Unless you say there is a kiyum mitzvah, unless you say there's a kiyum mitzvah, which is controversial, by women in Sages Mangrama, we know it's controversial whether there's kiyum mitzvah or not. A lot of people understand that's the machlokes Ashkenazim inspired whether a woman can make a bracha. And by Tal Shula, well, so the Rush brings down a machlokes whether there's a kiyum mitzvah in Tal Shula, or there's just not shaykh at all.
You also need
Hutra l'mitzvah, I think for sure. Dechuya, I'm not as sure, but I would still be noted to think for a kiyum mitzvah. Now, that's the basic lay of the land, the fundamental chakir about klayim and tzitzis, which you mentioned, we just saw more than Makoros about. Now, what's interesting, though, is that one of these nafkaminas is a mafurish gemara, like the Rambam. Which one? Exactly. The whole part about the reason we don't put tzitzis on tcheles is gzeira atu ksaslaila. That is a mefurish gemara on menachas daf bei beis and in bamei avlikin daf chaf hei amud beis. And doesn't seems to be sort of universal. Seems to be universally agreed upon. So here. The Rebbeinu Tam is going to be a little, he knows that, don't worry. Rebbeinu Tam is going to be a little strange because the Gemara says Mefurish Usser. So now we have to figure out what Rebbeinu Tam really meant. So let us look back at the Xerox of the Tosfos, what Rebbeinu Tam really mean. But Omer Rebbeinu Tam, the Hacha Nami Ashmeina da Filo Belaila Einba Mishom Kalayim, Avagab the Lazman Sitsisi. That here also, what it's telling us before the Rafibah was that even at night the those are client, even though it's not Chiyav Tzitzis. Why did Lagamri hit her because of client called Tzitzis? It's a Hutra Gemura. It's a Hutra in all circumstances. Bahadigar Jingalayal Agav, I'm not going to cause this now, but I'll mention from 2 years ago or whenever it was, that the continuation is Tosos, we already mentioned. He says, if I think Tzitzis is Hutra Bechefza, what about Big Day Kahuna? And he ends up holding that Big Day Kahuna is also Hutra Bechefza, and that's why there's a common self held even outside the Mikdash. And even the mainstream Torah, there must Tosos held in the Mikdash. And that was a chakir we had on the board, I think, a week ago. Now, but let's continue here. The Hadikah's really El Shum Ksus Laila, doesn't he know Chazal like Gzeira that Ksus Laila has an Isser Klayim? He says, Hainu Ksus Einam Yuchad Rakla Laila. Says, no, there's Laila and there's Ksus Laila. The Gemara always says, Reisim Oso Prat Liksus Laila. Right? Reisim Oso Prat Liksus Laila. Now, everyone knows, because we learned this in high school, what are the two ways that the Rishonim have of understanding, right? Everyone learns this in Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean, prat luxos laila? Right? What does it mean, prat luxos laila?
Begin laila.
Who holds that?
Tosus.
Well, Tosus is getting very confusing here. Who's the one who Pasha holds that? Who they all call? I think when I was in high school, that's what we learned from the Mishnah Berurah. That was on Chloksin the Rush. I don't remember. I think it's what we learned, but it's true. The Rush, I actually Xeroxed it here, is very, very clear. If you look at the end of the fourth class line of the Rush, v'nirali k'shinu yakama, ki heichi duksus laila. First, he points out Rabbeinu Tam is very confused. Ki heichi duksus laila patr filu yom, k'sus laila is patr, even if you are during the day. Hakinam k'sus yom chayim afilu malayla, and k'sus yom eschayav afilu malayla. And that's what it wrote in the smog, sh'r tzvayim barach lel yom kumur, sh'r tzat tali. So unlike us, who are makim to put on our talis before Shkia and Yom Kippur, right? Most of us wear taluses. So everyone knows that the only time everyone wears a talis at night in Yom Kippur, we put it on during the day, so we can make a bracha. But no, there's ba used to put it on at night to make a bracha. Why? Because we don't care if it's day or night. We care if the ksus, the ksus yom, the ksus, the ksus laylo, pajamas and lit bed linens are potter from tzitzis, right? I mean, like, be patur, any pajamas are patur in tzitzis. And regular street clothing is chayiv in tzitzis. And therefore, talis is obviously ksus yom. So our kind of talis, what we call a talis, is obviously ksus yom. So you can make a bracha even in the middle of the night. Right? Mechimash v'yushalmi, herakam v'yushin, amar amalei roshim, yetam modin li shimitzis, hashim man grama, sher ksus layla patur in tzitzis. Right? Alma toli tamis man grama v'ksus layla. Alma haksus yom chayiv filo v'layla. That is the Rush. It only depends on the ksus. Ksus yom is chayav, even at night. Ksus laila is potter, even in the day. And who is the arch enemy of the Rush here? The Chok is in the Rush of the Rambam. Right? Is that how you taught you in high school, Benil?
Mishnah Berurah, not high school.
What?
Mishnah Berurah, not high school.
But the Mishnah Berurah, I think, mentions Rush and Rambam.
Yeah.
And he's does a very good job. Kedarka Makodesh. That's exactly the two. As we showed, the Rambam is very, very clear that the Rambam says that the one I just read to you, Eilev Zeved Reim, Shemi is Kashva Belayla She'en Azman Chiv Tzitzis. Maybe you'll wear it at night when it's not Tzitzis. Then he says in Ches, Motal on little shits is Belayla. If you want to wear tzitzis at night, you can, but don't make a bracha. He doesn't talk about what kind of clothing it is, what time it is. At night, if you want to wear tzitzis, as long as you don't make a bracha, it doesn't have klayim, like, it's not, doesn't hurt, you know, it's not me'ila to wear tzitzis, but there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. And when are you allowed to make the bracha? He doesn't say it depends when you switch clothing. You can make the bracha when there's enough light outside of Mishayakir, because during the daytime you make the bracha on the same clothing, and at nighttime you don't make a bracha on the same clothing. So the Rambam is very clear. Biyom chayav on all clothing. Belayla pater on all clothing. Okay, how does Mishnah Berurah paskin in this machlokas, Daniel? Exactly, the Mishnah Berurah does not paskin. I mean, it's not just the Mishnah Berurah, right? A lot of times it's the Mishnah Berurah who does the paskin. But this already goes way back. The Rishonim have this minhag already. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't paskin. Which means that, again, halacha lemaisa, if you wear day clothing during the day, you're chayiv. If you wear night clothing at night, you're patur. What if you're in night clothing during the day or day clothing at night? Then it's a safek and we don't paskin. Okay, wearing night clothing during the day, we don't have night clothing with four corners anymore, so it never comes up. But day clothing at night does come up. That's the case of putting on a talis at night. And what's the psak if you put on a talis at night? The psak is suffake, and therefore comes the minhag. If the psak is suffake, then what's the best thing to do? Not to do it at all. That's why our minhag is to put the talis on before Shkia on Yom Kippur, so that we don't put on a ksus yom at night and get into a suffake. And that's the famous minhag of Slichos, that, again, this is like the gross old-fashioned minhag, right? That actually says Slichos at night. That the Chaz has to borrow a talis for Slichos, so that, a borrowed talis is butter, so that he won't get into a suffix of Ksus Yom Balayla. Okay, that's all Mishnah Berurah.
Why is it better not to get in the situation? I mean, if it's already night, why can't I put on a talis? Like, at least I may be mekayim mitzvah.
No, because then if I say the bracha, I'm doing the safek bracha vatala, and obviously I won't. But then I'm misafek. I'm being mevatel the chiyuv derabbanan of brachos. I have a safek bittel asei derabbanan of birkas hamitzvos. So lechachila, this is all over. Lechachila, it's better to avoid a situation of safek brachos lahakel, because you're not going to say the bracha, but maybe you'll have violated the chiyuv derabbanan of saying brachos. So therefore, it's better not to get into it. That's what we say all over. That doesn't mean absolute chiyuv, right? I mean, unless you're on a very, you're very makbid on things. The thing we normally assume, you're not absolutely chayiv to avoid a situation of suffic brachos lahakel, but it's better to avoid it if you can, and that's what we say with the chazan, etc. Better to avoid it if you can. The same thing with the tefillah. If you want to tovel something that's suffic chayiv in tefillah or not, what does everyone say? It's tovel without a bracha, but it's better to tovel it together with something else and get out of the suffic. We always say it's better to get out of the suffic. What would someone do if they got too late on Yom Kippur? You know, Kol Nidre, they got shul late on Kol Nidre, so they put their talis on anyway without a bracha. Because that's the din. The din is suffik brachas lahakel, if you're not sure if it's a mitzvah or not. But it's better to avoid, and that's arm and hug. Okay. That is all pashut by way of background. Now, let's figure out Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? The chiddush is that Laila, your potter, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? But Laila, it's mutter to have klayim to the tutra gemura. Ah, but what does the Gemara say when it says it's an Isser climb? That's Ksus Laila. Now, what did Rabbeinu Tam just say? He says Ksus Laila is Putter and Isser climb. What did he say? Then what's the case of Mater Klayim? Obviously. Ksus Yom Ba. Ksus Yom Ba Laila. He says Mater Beklayim. Because of Hutra. Now, here's where Rabbeinu Tam gets very difficult. Hold on a second. Mimanafshah. If Ksus Yom Ba Laila is... What's the difference of Ksus Yom Ba Laila? Is a Chayim in Tzitzis or a Pater from Tzitzis? Is a Chayim or a Pater from Tzitzis? He seems to say Pater from Tzitzis. If it's if it's Ksus Yom Ba Laila is Chayim in Tzitzis, right? Then there's no chiddush of hutra here. Of course he wants to have klayim. That has nothing to do with hutra. That has nothing to do with chiddush of motion klayim. Right? For example, what would the Rosh say? The Rosh would say, of course there's no problem with klayim, because that's a total mitzvah census. So what does Rabbeinu Tam sound like? It sounds like he's saying that, well, we're not sure what he's saying. Does he mean chayiv b'tzitzis? Or does he mean potter from tzitzis? So what does the parentheses say here? The parentheses, I think they made a toss over in printing the parentheses. You see in the underlying the rest of the parentheses? I think the closing parentheses should have been five words later. For Rabbeinu Tam, so said Perish Olamala. Rabbeinu Tam's going against what he said above, because Tosfos above Rabbeinu Tam, Mamala, said like the rush, but it all depends on what kind of ksus. And Rabbeinu Tam seems to be so serious parish above the ksus yom chayiv afilu b'layla. It all depends on the ksus and ksus yom b'layla is chayiv. Meaning, if it was chayiv in tzitzis, that can't be, because then there's no chiddush. If it's chayiv in tzitzis, of course there's no klayim. So that's not what he must have meant. He must have meant ksus yom b'layla is potter from tzitzis. And he must be holding like the Raman, so serious parish on the L. Right? Potter from tzitzis. But still hutra, potter from tzitzis, but still hutra. But it's a little difficult, right? What's the problem? Problem is, this is like Rambam, but above, I didn't Xerox that, but if you don't believe me, just get out of Menachos. And earlier in Daf Mem on Base, Rabbeinu Tam said that the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, right? He said it's like the Rush. So it's so say Pirushal El, like the right here says like the Rama, but above he said like the Rush, and he so sir himself. So we're not sure exactly what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Now he's saying that Ksus Yom Balaila's Potter, but before he said Ksus Yom Balaila's Chayiv. So what does he mean here? And also, if Ksus Yom Balayla is Pater and Ksus Laila is Pater, why should one have an Isser Chaim and one not have an Isser Chaim? Right? It's very, we're not sure what he means by this. What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? Right? Above he said, like the Rosh, Ksus Yom Balayla is Chaim, Ksus Laila Bayom is Pater. But over here what he's saying is that no, Ksus Yom Balayla is Pater, but still a Heter Chaim. So what does he mean? He didn't mean it's Chayiv. Then there's no Chiddush, they have to Chayiv. Then it's Pater. That's also what he said above. So what's the real pshat of Rabbeinu Tam? So I think, to understand the real pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rav says all this in the Arts of Shiram, I think also in Rishina's here. You look at the Rush on Tzitzis, right, which is here, it's in the bottom of the page here, and the underlying part. Hilkach near the climate Tzitzis, Shari Vitalish, Shal Ish, Bein La Ish, Bein La Isha, Bein Bayom, Bein Balaiwa, right, total Hutra, whether a man or woman is wearing it, whether it's day or night. Why is it called a mitzvah shaman grama? We came to Ksus Laila Pater. Since Ksus Laila is Pater, that's mitzvah shaman grama. The old, the tal shal yom nami in nifsek balayla shari. And also, even a Ksus yom, if the tzitzis break at night, it's okay. You don't have to retie them until the day. So he say, why is it mitzvah shaman grama? This is the Rush quoting, right in time of the early Rishonim. Because, like Ksus Laila is Pater, and even Ksus yom at night, if the tzitzis break, you don't have to fix them until daybreak. Nearly the Hani Trishin Yisatri Adadi. The Rosh says, hold on, these two lines I just quoted from the earlier Bali Tosos, which I assume is Rabbeinu Tam, are a stira. The first answer, I just say, Ksus Laila's Pater, all depends on the Ksus. Ksus Laila's Chayiv, Pater Ksus Yom is Chayiv.
He says to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosos themselves. First they say it all depends on what kind of ksus it is. Ksus Laila is Pater. Then they say, no, it all depends what time it is. Even a ksus Yom is Pater at night. So he says, Rabbeinu Tam is Soser himself. Basically, the parentheses in our Tosos is Rabbeinu Tam is Soser himself.
The Rush, I admit, he's not quoting Rabbeinu Tam, he's just quoting Bali Tosos. But he's saying Rabbeinu Tam is Soser himself. Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam is saying something a little more complicated. What does Rabbeinu Tam really hold? So obviously, just read what the Rush didn't like. He said, Ksus Laila Pater, v'od Ksus Yom in Nifsek v'Laila Pater. So what does Rabbeinu Tam really hold? Like the Rush or like the Rambam, or neither?
Both.
Or neither, same thing. Right. Exactly. What does Rabbeinu Tam really hold? Rabbeinu Tam really holds that Ksus Laila is Pater even by Yom, and Balayla, your Pater, even on a Ksus Yom. Rabbeinu Tam obviously holds, I'm not saying it's fading him, but then there are two Pterim of Laila. Number one, there's a Pter of Ksus Laila. Ksus Laila is always Pater no matter when you wear it. Number two, even a Ksus Yom is Pater at night. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there are two different Pterim. And that's going to resolve the stira. Okay, one of his Lashonos Benach is a little funny, but what do you mean? But what's the difference in these two Pterim? So, first of all, the Heichi takes their two Pterim. And what's the difference? What's the nafgamina between these two Pterim, Rabbeinu Tam saying? That what's the difference in the Pter of Ksus Laila, for the sugya we started with, and the Pter of Ba Laila? That the Pter of Ksus Laila, not only your Pater from Tzitzis, but if you wear Klayim, how can he say it's Mutter B'Laila if more said Aser B'Laila? The answer is, the Gemara would say Aser B'Laila and Ksus Laila. This was, had an Isser Klayim, like the Gemara says. Ksus Laila has an Isser Klayim, but Ksus Yom Ba Laila, that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying, has a Heter Klayim. That's a Heter Klayim. Why? Because what's the difference between Ksus Laila and Ksus Yom Ba Laila, in the Lashon we've been using? Ksus Laila, your Pater from the Mitzvah, Ba Laila, your Pater from the Mitzvah. But a Ksus Laila is not even a Chetz of Tzitzis. A Ksus Laila is not a Chetz of Tzitzis, because the Chetz of Tzitzis is only the Chetz of Ksus Yom. So that's where, you know, that's how, why he's not a steward of the Gemara. Meaning, he has to hold there's two Pturim, because that's how he gets out of the Gemara. How does he get out of the Gemara? He says, oh, the Gemara says Ksus Laila is Asher and Shabbos. That's the Ptur of Ksus Laila. I'm talking about the Ptur of Laila. So Rabbi Natan holds there are two Pturim. This is not even a Cheftza of Tzitzis, and that's the Gemara meant. Ksus Laila is not even a Cheftza of Tzitzis. Why? It's not. You don't need to say why. It's just in plain English. It's not the object that has Tzitzis. A Ksus Laila is not an object that it's shy to put Tzitzis on. So that's not even a cheftza of tzitzis. So there's an iser klayim. But over here, there is a cheftza of tzitzis. Just, there's no kiyum mitzvah. There is a cheftza of tzitzis here. It's a ksus yom. Of course it's a cheftza of tzitzis. Just right now, I'm not obligating this cheftza of tzitzis. But it is a cheftza of tzitzis. Just right now on Pater. Since he holds hutra legamre b'cheftza, then even on Pater, that's his chiddush. As long as there's a cheftza of tzitzis, it's a ksus yom, even though it happens to be Laila, I'm still allowed to have klayim because it's hutra legamre as long as I'm wearing a cheftza of tzitzis. That's the real shita of Rabbi Natan. That's how the Rav and everyone, I mean, didn't take till the Rav to understand this. That's how, originally, they were very confused. The Bali Tosos and the Rush were very confused what Rabbi Natan meant. They were in this dichotomy that has to be one way or the other way. But the Achronim point out that no, Rabbi Natan obviously held there were two Ptorim, but one was a Ptor that wasn't even a Cheftz of Tzitzis, and after the Mara meant that says Laila is Chayim of Malkus for Shatnes. And the second is a Cheftz of Tzitzis, just you're like an Isha or a Shoel. It's a Cheftz of Tzitzis, just you don't have to be wearing that Cheftz right now. But as long as the Cheftz of Tzitzis, there's Hutcher Lagamre, because Rabbi Natan holds Hutcher B'Cheftz, which they nicknamed Lo Nemra. That's the Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. So there are really three shitas about the Ptur Laila and Tzitzis, not only two. Again, the Russians didn't think that, and the Stam of Tosas didn't think that. They just thought Rabbeinu Tam kept being Soser himself. But obviously he wasn't. Obviously there's a third shita. Now the only thing which I want to maybe add from the Rav is, well, hold on, right? The other Rishonim, who at first were reluctant to accept this Rabbeinu Tam, right? What, they weren't as smart as I was? Like, they couldn't figure out that maybe there were Tzvei Dinim? Right? I'm really smart, I figured Tzvei Dinim. But the Rush wasn't so smart, he could never have thought that there were two Ptorim. No, I mean, some of the Rush also could have thought there were two Ptorim, right? It's not, you don't have to live, after Reb Chaim to think of that. So why didn't the Rush like this shot? Why didn't Tosaf like this shot? Why didn't the Rambam like the shot of Rabbeinu Tam? Simple, common sense, Pasha Balabatish answer. What? Well, because why should there be two Pturim? Meaning there's one Pasur, Isim Oso, Mehechi Tesei, there should be two Pturim. Like, I think their problem was that they just didn't see a Makor in Shas for why we would get two Pturim if there only seems to be one Pasur, Isim Oso. They just didn't like, how can you be Marbe, two Dinim, for no reason? So maybe they had in the back of his mind, they knew it would be a time they hold two Pturim. But like, what's the justification? There should be one din. What gives you the right to say two dinim? They just didn't want to accept that chiddush. Why do we bring a tongue to a tongue? We'll say it's eight dinim. So maybe it's out of this kasha. On the one hand, Ksus Laila has klayim, is usher and klayim. On the other hand, he's medayik that Ksus Laila's mutter and klayim. So it must be Ksus Laila has an iser klayim, but Laila has a heter klayim. But I think there's more than that. I think this is what he comes to it in a different direction. This is what the Rav, I think, is trying to answer with his big chiddush and the Shirim Zekor of Yimorizal, the one called Klayim B'Tzitzis, which I think is also quoted in the Rishim Shirim here. Stami, he also said it over in the Rishvamas, so that makes sense. He has a whole shir on Klayim B'Tzitzis. We're only going to touch the tip of the iceberg in that shir. But he has one, all the Yotzim of the Rav, there's like one fundamental chiddush, and then everything flows from there. What's the one fundamental chiddush of the Rav in the Yotzim shir on Klayim B'Tzitzis? It is a new pshat about the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph Imed Achos. The Gemara there has a Hakira. It's actually fascinating. It's like one of these cases where the Gemara is Reb Chaim. A lot of Gemaras are really brisker here, like even like with the lingo of Reb Chaim. The Gemara asks, is Tzitzis, this is Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Chovas Gavra, or chovas mana. Mana is just Aramaic for kli, what we call chefza. Is this the chiv and the chefza or the gavra? So that's the gemara, right? Everyone thinks the mucker for Chaim's terminology, right? Where does everyone think? The mucker for Chaim's terminology of chefza gavra is?
Nidarim.
The beginning of Nidarim, when they say, Nidarim is different from Shavuos, what is this your chefza, what is this your gavra? But really, that's not the only mark. That's when they use the word chefza. But here also, they might as well use the word chefza. Their cleric, hakira, is that a chovas gavra, a chovas mana. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is kli kufsa, if you're not wearing it. Do you have to put tzitzis on all the gadim, even if you don't wear them? Or only if you wear them? Right? Now, right, chovas mana, even if it's not worn? Or chovas gavra, only if you wear it. Obviously, how do we paskin?
We
paskin chovas gavra. Everyone knows you're allowed to have a four-cornered. I mean, we don't have so many four-cornered begadim in our house anyway. But everyone knows you're allowed to have a four-cornered begadim in your house if you don't wear it, right? Sometimes a guy will buy the beged and the string separately, and 2 weeks later he'll get around to tying them. It's fine. He's allowed to leave it sitting on his dresser without tzitzis on because he's not wearing it. And likewise, sometimes your tzitzis rips, so you take the beged off right away, but you don't have to retie it right away. You only have to retie it if you want to wear it again. And if you're lazy and you don't want to wear it again, just throw it out. Okay. So we obviously passed in chovas gavra. And that no one's questioning. The Rav, the way he made it more complicated, he says, ah, does that mean, is the chakira chovas mana versus pure chovas mana versus pure chovas gavra? Right? Pure chovas mana, the talis needs tzitzis, even if no human being ever touches it, or pure chovas gavra, I need to wear tzitzis. Or no, maybe when we pass in chovas gavra, we don't mean chovas gavra lafuke chovas mana. We mean chovas gavra together with chovas mana. That's the Rav's chakira. The simple pshat is pure chovas gavra. But what the Rav wants to be in Chadash in the Yard says, sure is no. The chakira wasn't pure chovas gavra versus chovas mana. Everyone knew it was a chovas mana. Everyone knew it's a chovas chefza. The chakira is a chovas chefza with a chovas gavra or pure chovas chefza. And that's what the Rav says here. The Rav says that really, no, even chovas gavra isn't pure chovas mana. It means chovas mana, chovas chefza, chovas mana, but dependent on chovas gavra. The tzitzis itself is chayiv. The chefza is still chayiv in tzitzis. But the gavra is only chayiv to fulfill that, to worry about that if he wears it. So it's still a chovas chefza. It just means a chovas chefza on the gavra. It makes it very complicated. The chefza is chayiv in tzitzis when the gavra is chayiv to worry about it. But when the gavra is wearing it and chayiv to worry about it, he's not just doing the chiyuv gavra wearing tzitzis. He is chayiv to fulfill the chovas mana. So that's the in between. Really, if I own tzitzis, I'm chayiv. The cheftz of tzitzis mechayiv me of strings. But only if I wear them is the cheftz mechayiv me. Now, what's his raya for that? One of his rayas actually was, just 1 second, a question he had earlier. If you hold the chuya, Tosis doesn't, and I have a linen talus, why isn't Efshel Kaim Shnei? I'll just buy a wool talus instead. Why do I have to climb? Just throw out my linen talus and buy a wool talus? So the answer might be because I won't be comfortable and we don't require me to go that far. The Rav says, no. If the chiyuv comes from the cheftza, then of course it's not Efshel Kaim Shnei by getting a new cheftza. Because the chiyuv is from this cheftza. And it's only Efshel Kaim Shnei if the Efshel Kaim Shnei in this cheftza. A new cheftza is not Efshel Kaim Shnei. That's Efshel Levatel mitzvah to do a different mitzvah instead. Each cheftza is its own mitzvah. That's why I don't say go buy a different beged. No, if I buy a different beged, then I'm being mevatel mitzvah and doing it. That's like not picking up a lulav and instead eating in a sukkah. That's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. Efshel Kaim Shneim is I have to, or you know, whatever. If there's a carbon, say I won't eat this carbon, I'll eat another carbon. No, every carbon has to get eaten. No, both but every carbon has to get eaten. That's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. But his big raya is a machlokas rishonim, which is quoted in some of the more obscure rishonim in Simon Ches, in the Tor, and etc. And the, I just have to find the right Kedushe Hagohos. The Tor quotes a machlokes. What if you're wearing many pairs of tzitzis, many begadim? Right? If you're wearing many begadim, then how many brachas do you make? Let's say you're putting on 2 taluses. Nowadays, you probably wouldn't. In the old days, right, maybe they had different style begadim with 4 corners. They would put on like an inner coat and an outer coat. So how many brachas do you make? So he quotes from the Orach HaSchayin that you have to put tzitzis on all of them.
And the Chidush HaGos here, there's a sefer called Chidush HaGos. It's not new footnotes. It's an old sefer that they wrote in the Torah from someone who's not so famous, Rav Yosef Maya and Rav Michal Shimon Maya. The Chidush HaGos says, why, if you have multiple begotten, you have to put sits on all of them. And he quotes the Maharlach, who poshmish him, says, Lafko was Gavrahu, she yields to the palace after the Yetzel, Chobas Manahu, Chotah, Palash Lovish, Chai Betzitz, and he, Bas Arba, Kanfos. So the Chidush HaGos in the Torah of Ches quotes the Maharlach, that you have to put sits on all your talis. If I were a talis cotton and a talis gadol, I'd put sits on both of them. Because the chovas, if it's a chovas mon, it's a chovas chetza. So basically, he's holding like the Rav. He's saying that if it was a chovas gavra, it would be enough to put sits on one beged. But really, it's a chovas chetza. Each beged needs its own sitsis. Are we passing chovas gavra? We don't pass in chovas gavra le gavra. We pass in chovas chetza out tonight that the gavra is wearing it. But this is a mafurish. This is not just the Rav. It's mafurish. I assume you mean the Maralbach. Maralbach says, why do I have to put tzitzit on each beged? Because it's a chovas chetza of Nor Pasim Sovitz Gavra. He means because it's in between. The chetza is chayiv mechayiv me in tzitzis if I'm wearing it. So therefore, if I'm wearing two chetzas, I have two chiyuvim. Now, that's the Rav's mark. The Rav just ties into Rav Tam and says, hold on a second. Now, how do we know that? We know that from the Pesukim. We know, according to the Maralbach, the Maral Bach says it's not a chovas chetza, not a chovas gavra. It's a chovas chetza if the gavra is wearing it. Yehuda.
Isn't there not going to be between the two of them? Like, because wouldn't they also wear to other? The some child also agree that if you wear two, you always have to wear two two.
No, the Orchis Chaim says that Yesh Omer that you only have to put on one of them. That you only have to put on one of them. So, not so pasha. But even if it was pasha, the Maral Bach says, because the Chovas Chetza. So, the Rav and the Maral Bach says, it's a Chovas Chetza if the Gavra's wearing it. Now, it's a complicated, it's a two-step chiyuv. The Chetza, it's chayiv if the Gavra is wearing it. It's not a pure Chovas Gavra, it's not a pure Chovas Chetza. And that's a Mefurish Maral Bach quote in the Chidush HaGos. I don't think it's the Shuk Maralbach. I think the maybe we'll sing on the tour, or maybe not sure. But if you assume that it's a chovas mana dependent on the gavra, then already Rabbeinu Tam starts to make sense. We already know before we get into Laiwa, we know that tzitzis is a chovas mana, tzitzis is a chovah coming from the chetza, but only if the gavra is wearing that chetza. So now we say Reisim Oso. What does Reisim Oso mean? Reisim Oso means. So, the Rambam says it means, can you see it or not? What time is it on your watch? The Rush says, nah, it's talking about what kind of beged. The Ruin of Talmud say, hold on a second. Or Israel's holding on the Chiyuv Tzitzis. The Chiyuv Tzitzis is a cheftza of a proper beged, is Mechayiv the Gav if he's doing a proper Levisha. So, Reisimo so obviously means that a proper Levisha is the Levisha at night, and a proper beged is the beged, Levisha in the day, and a proper beged is the beged you'd be Levisha at night. So if there's already two steps in the Chiyuv Tzitzis, then it makes sense there'd be two steps in a Reisim also in the Ptur Laila. Because if right now it's nighttime, then the Gavra's not doing Levisha, that's Mechayiv him. And even if it's daytime, but if it's a Ksus Laila, then it's not a Chetza that's Mechayiv me in Tzitzis. So I mean, this is basically what the Rav says in slightly different words. That if you take the Maral Bach shot, that it's a Chovas Mana, dependent on the Chovas Gavra, then Rabbeinu Tam makes a lot of sense that if there are two factors in the whole din of tzitzis in the first place, there should also be two factors in the din of Reisim also in tzitzis. Only the Chetz is Mechayit in tzitzis if the Gavra's wearing it, so the Chetz of Yom is Mechayit tzitzis if the Gavra's wearing it by Yom. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam is Fei Dinim, and that's why Ksus Laila is a Ptur Chetza. That's why you get Malchus for Klayim. So it's Yom Ba'alai, there's only Ptur Gavra, and that's why you don't have to wear tzitzis, but if you do, it's still Hutra. So Rabbeinu Tam, not only does he have two Pturim, one is a Ptur Chetza, one is a Ptur Gavra, where does he get it from? So the Rav says he gets it from the Maharal Bach, who said there's two steps and two conditions in the Chiyuv. You're only Chayiv if the Cheft is Mechayiv you and the Gavra is wearing it. And where does Maharal Bach get it from? From the Shakta Vatarya of the Daf Memal from Aleph. They want to know if the Chovas Mana or Chovas Gavra, everyone else reads it as Is it pure chovas mana, pure chovas gavra? He reads it is it chovas mana or also chovas gavra? That's how the Rav explains the basis for Ravina Tam, and then he brings many, many other proofs and chidushim, ayin sham, if you are interested.
We're saying now that the tour for Ksuslad is based on the chefta of the Tzitzis,
It's based on the Levish of the Gavra.
Yeah, I'm just curious how you fit it into the Machlokas Rush and Rambam. There was the Rush who says that the tour is Ksuslad. Does that imply anything about his perspective on Tzitzis and vice versa to the Rambam?
That's an interesting question, because you can't say that he thinks it's purely a Chovas Mana, right, because that's rejected by the Gemara.
Right.
So, it's an excellent question. It could... I'm not sure if he would just say no, like this is just some, you know... Like, how does he... Where does he get... I know where he gets Sosyom Ksuslaiva from. The Lush of the Gemara is Sosyom Ksuslaiva, right? But where did the Gemara get it from?
There's some way to fit that into...
So, unless he also... Either he just, you know, throws you a curveball and says, Or Re'isim also, they had a Besorah talking about the Hefter regardless of the way Tzitzis works. Or maybe he held like a Rav Tam that it was Chovas Mana Al Manas Al Tanai de Gavra. He just held that once there were two steps to the Machayev, Re'isim also was only going on one of them, and he picked which one made more sense.
There's no way to say that there's a true Ksuslava without getting somewhere into the realm of...
I'm not sure. You could always say Xeris Akasa of Turksus Laiva because, you know, but it definitely more of a stopper. I agree, it's more of a stopper. I don't remember if the Rav said that explicitly.
I have a question back at the Richard Akriya is that Vayifa would make sense that we have two possible times when there could be a Hutra, or something could be a Hutra. But Tzitzit, where are the two possibilities of there being a Hutra? Like, if I put it on, what other aspect is there of...
No, either it means when I'm doing the mitzvah, it's Hutra. That's what I didn't find in Rishonim. Or it means that a cheft of tzitzis hutra, even if I'm not doing the mitzvah, such as life.
You have a chavos gavra with... A chavos gavra automatically means mana, right?
According to the Marobah and the Rav,
So if you're only going to be over by a chavos gavra, but not by necessarily by a chavos mana.
Right, you meaning if you wear tzitzis and don't put a talus and don't put tzitzis on it, you're violating the chiyuv of the chesed of talus. But you only violate that if you do levisha.
It sounds like gavra is like more of like no.
Correct. Meaning what triggers your chiyuv is the I think they say what triggers your chiyuv is the levisha of the gavra, but the source of the chiyuv is the chesed. That's why it's a subtle lundish finish because. Normally you think just either Gavra or Chavis. The Chiyav really flows from the Chavza. Just what triggers that Chiyav on you, what puts that Chiyav on you is your Levisha. But really the Chiyav flows from the Chavza, and that's how he explained there could be a Torah, so Laila. And it's a very subtlety. The Levisha, the Gavra, triggers the Chiyav of the Chavza. But that's what the Marobach says, and that explains Rabbeinu Tam. That's probably the only logical explanation for Rabbeinu Tam. And then he used to explain some other things. I mean, it's a nice hesper of why, if I buy a linen garment and you hold the chuya like the Rambam, why not just say after the kaim shneim, sell it and buy a wool garment? The answer is because then I'm not makayim shneim, because I'm not makayim the chiyuv of the chefza. Okay. Just one other ha'ara and daf dalam beit before we get to daf hey and aleph. I apologize. Just one quick halacha l'maisa ha'ara. Remember, we had the machlokas tanit ve'rishmal and rava. Tanit ve'rishmal held that only tzitzis are makayim or temer and pishtim. Rav held all minim. The only difference is the strings could be any min for itself or tzemer and pishtim for anything.
The gavra wearing tzitzis triggering the chiyuv chefza. But if somebody else wears tzitzis, it doesn't trigger the chiyuv chefza for you. It's only you wearing your tzitzis.
Correct. Meaning the chiyuv chefza is only chal on the lovish. It's a chiyuv chefza on the gavra halal
lovish. On the lovish if the lovish owns it.
Correct. Okay. Doesn't bother me.
And also, if he's chayav, the Rabbeinu Tam would agree that if I put on a four-corner garment now, I don't have much that I want.
Correct. Only Levisha. A Levisha of Re'isim or something. Just one brief Ha'ara Halacha L'maisa from the Abdel and Beis. We saw this Machlokes. Rava held that all Minim are chayav and tzitzis. Tanu Be'ishmal hold only Semer and Pishnim. The Shakla Vataria in Menachos makes it clear that Midrabanan, everyone agrees. So really, the difference is Rava held all Minim are chayav Midaraisa, and Tanu Yerushmal holds Semer and Pishnim are chayav d'oraisa and other minim midravana. Halacha l'maisa Rishonei Svarah Pasla Tanu Yerushmal
that semer and pishtim are daraisa, other things are darabanan. And Mishoni Ashkenaz, that's Milchaber. Says Mishoni Ashkenaz, Marama, Paskin like Rabba, that all mean a Merchayim to Araisa.
You said that they both say that everything's Chayim.
No, Mishoni Svara, Paskin, the Rambam, and Mishoni Svara, Paskin like the, like Tanit Berishmal, that only Tzemer and Pishtin are Doraisa. That only Tzemer and Pishtin are Doraisa. And I don't have the Shulchan Aruch, but I have the Hamid Avator here, the Beis Yosei, pass like the Sephardic Rishonim, right? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel says Tzemer and Pishtan are midoraisa, Sharminim are midrabanan. This is the Rambam, the Rishon Sfarad, the Mechaber. As opposed to Rava, he says, all minim are midoraisa. And this is the psak of Rishon Ashkenaz and the Ramah. I mean, I have it right here in the Darkei Moshe, but it's also the Ramah somewhere in the Shulchan Aruch, if I would have it here. What's the nafkamina? I'm not much of a nafkamina. Either way, you're chayev. The nafkamina is if someone wants to be mahader in mitzvos, to make sure he's doing a lot of as many mitzvos as he can on the daraisa level, then, according to the mechaber, it's better to wear a wool or linen beged, because a linen beged has some issues. Now it's better to wear a wool beged, let's say, because then you're for sure doing a daraisa. Then you're doing a mitzvah daraisa. As opposed to your patents only grow up on it. According to the Ramah, any beged, you're doing a mitzvah to Araisa. However, Bismanazeh, the minig of even the Ashkenazim, that those who want to be very mahadur in mitzvos, even the Mishnah Berurah says that a Baal Nefesh, even if he's Ashkenazi, should, just in case the Mechaber is right, wear a wool beged, so to make sure he's doing a mitzvah to Araisa. So that's okay, that's Svardim for sure, Baal Nefesh should wear a wool beged, because he wants to be doing a mitzvah d'oraisa all the time. It's a good way to count the mitzvah d'oraisa. For Ashkenazim, really, according to the Ramah, you're chopping a mitzvah d'oraisa either way, even if it's cotton. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says about nefesh should be machmer like the mechaber, and we're a wool beged, because that way, lekulian, you're doing mitzvah d'oraisa. All right, now we're ready for, at least let's try to take a bite out of Daf Hei, which is what we're supposed to be looking at today. Taina, the Gemara says, Taina for Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. Basically, we're okay for Tanit Rabbi Shmuel because Tanit Devei for Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Semer and Pishtan are extra because all the Gemara are Semer and Pishtan. So we don't know anything from Tzemer and Pishtim, or actually Tzemer u'Pishtim is what's in the Torah. So therefore we have a Mufneh. Aval the Rabbanan, Tosfos, the side points out exactly like the Rabbanan, our Rabban interpretation of Raisa, right? For the Rabbanan, Stam Begadim are all Begadim, and we need Tzemer and Pishtim to teach us that that Shatnez is only Tzemer and Pishtim. So, for the Rabbanan, Semer Pishtin is not extra, because Begu Klein Shatnez Leyal Alecha, and if it just says Lo Silvas Shatnez Yachtav, we would have no idea what meaning we mean. So we're stuck, we still don't have a Makor, we don't have a Mufneh for Asei Dochalos Aseh. Now we're stuck. Tosos points out, this is a bit of a Machlokas Rishonin, that it's not so Pashtin. You could have thought of two ways to get out of that. Well, Tosos only means one. You could have said, hold on a second, only Rav Yehuda requires Muchach or Mufneh. Why not just say, the Rabbanan of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel hold like the Rabbanan of Rav Yehuda, right? And you have to say everyone holds against Rav Yehuda. Some people hold against Rav Yehuda, but Tanit Rabbi Shmuel is Beseder. It's only the Rabbanan of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel who are missing a Mukher. Why not just say they don't hold like Rav Yehuda and they don't require Muchach or Mufneh, so we're okay. They darshan smukhav that Muchach or Mufneh. So that's Tosas Kasha, and Tosas answers that, I mean, he doesn't really answer. He says, yeah, Enechanami, it's really not a Kasha. Really, you could just say, the Chacham of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel,
hold like the Chacham of Yehuda, and don't mean Darshan is not Mufta. It's just, you know, they want to, for the sake of, you know, Yagdal Torah V'Yadir, you know, they'd like to get it to work out, even if the opponents of Tanakh Yishmael held like Rabbi Yehuda, we could still, they want to see if they can still get an answer. You know, they want to experiment and see if they can still get an answer, and in the end, the experiment succeeds. However, this is controversial. Most of the Rishonei Svarad disagree with this. The truth is that I went back and looked at the Lushan, and it's a little tiny bit ambiguous exactly what they're trying to say. But most of the Rishonei Svarad disagree, and they say that even the non-Rab Yehuda requires Mukach and Mufna in this case. Right? And therefore, this is really, the Gemara has a real kasha. Everyone requires Mukach and Mufna in our case. Bein Rab Yehuda, bein the Chachamim. Why does everyone require Mukach and Mufna in our case? After all, the Chachamim don't always require Mukach and Mufna. Why does everyone require Mukach and Mufna in our case? Anyone?
We need at least one case in order to set up the club.
Right. That's what the Ritva sounds like. The Ritva and the Rashba and the Ramban and Abdallah definitely sound this way. Two, right, the Ritva really, it seems clear in the Ritva and the Rashba that they're sort of balancing two possible shitas. That everyone agrees you need Mukach and Mufna to set up a klal for Kol Tarkula. What klal are we setting up for Kol Tarkula? I don't know which one you meant.
Smukin.
The klal of Smukin. So one shot is, basically, everyone needs Mukach or Mufna, either to set up the klal of Smukin. The difference is that Rabbi Yehuda thinks every smukin needs mukach and mufna. But even the Rabbanan agreed there's one, you need one smukin that's mukach and mufna, then that makes the precedent that you can darshan all the other smukin also. That's what the Ritva sounds like in the beginning of his Peirush. He says, yes, smukin la'adol olmi olam asum the emes v'yosher, that's just an asmachta. Really, the only way we know smukin is because there's at least one case of mukach and mufna, which proves that the rule of smukin. However, the Ritva by us, by the time he gets to Afheim and Beis, sounds like a slightly different shot. Why does everyone agree you need smukin here? Not to set up a klal smukin, but what other klal are we setting up here for Kol Tarkula? Exactly. To learn Asei Dokolosase in Kol Tarkula. It says, yeah. Maybe there are bundle of darshan smukha with that mukha kumufna, right? Like mechashe follow sechaya and kol shofim mehem bos yumas, they darshan that mukha kumufna. But that's only because it's a local din. If you want to make a kol tarkula din, asein tov lo sasa, in one example, and make a binyan to kol tarkula, then they agree in mukha kumufna. Because to make a kol tarkula din, you have a higher standard of proof.
If it's the first one, then what's the Gemara? Gemara doesn't answer the question. We're trying to see how we have Mukach and Mufna to teach Smukhin, and we start bringing Psukim, and there aren't examples of Smukhin anymore.
Because we are, maybe we're not relying on Smukhin anymore. We're saying, forget the Smukhin now. We give up on Smukhin. Let's find another marker for Asei Docha Lo Sase. Oh, you're saying they still have a problem with Smukhin then. How do they explain Chashev Lo Sechaya? That is a very good hara. Obviously, smuch l'adi ola masmachta bi almahu. That is a good hara. So why did the Ritva have to say that smuchin la'ad l'ola masum yam suyosh is only masnachta? So we're not sure. Give me half a second. Yeah, the Ramban definitely says this. That look, the Rabbanan gabi tzitzis, but ina mufne umuchach lelamig akol tarkula de darshinon smuchin. Lelamig akol tarkula de darshinon smuchin. So you ask, why are we now we're stuck? How do they know the darshin smuchin at this point?
Right? This is definitely what the Ramban says. Ramban and Daf Dalet and Aleph. This is definitely what the Ritva sounds like on Daf Hey and Aleph.
And that's definitely what the Iri sounds like as well.
And then the Iri. Anyway, it's a good kasha. If you say that we can't learn Spukim and Koltar Kulu without a Mufchach and Mufna in one place, then at this point we're leaving Koltar Kulu up the creek and only worrying about a Seidon Halazasa. The answer might be, first of all, we've got a Seidon Halazasa, and then they would ask what to do with Koltar Kulu. Anyway, there's a third proof in the Ramban there. In Daf Dalet, he says another Shita. He says, in his second answer, he says, you need Mufchach or Mufna to be Dope and Aveira. Right, he says, yeah, there are bundle darshan smukha that mucha mufna, that's just to add a din. But to be doche and aveira, you need mucha mufna. So basically we have like Tosfos versus Rishon Svara. Tosfos says, Takat, this isn't a good kashrik, and our bundle don't need mucha mufna. Rishon Svara says, no, everyone needs mucha mufna in this case. Why? Because even our bundle admit mucha mufna can let you learn stronger things than just regular smuchin. Either mucha mufna establishes smuchin, all the rest of the smuchin, or mucha mufna can make you learn a koltar kula klal, while regular smuchin can only make you learn a local klal. Or mucha mufna can even be dochen aveiro, while regular smuchin can only be mechayiv you and things.
Didn't Rishonim say that you need either mucha or mufna?
One last ha'ara, which is iboy seima mucha, iboy seima mufna. What does that mean? You need either mucha or mufna. So what's the problem with this Gemara then? So the Ritva deals with here also. What's the second problem? What's the kasha? So even if there's no mufna, there's still mucha. Isn't mucha good enough? So that is also a big machlokas rishonim. Why isn't mucha good enough? So forget the mufna. Why isn't mucha good enough? So the Ritva here has two answers right at the top of our daf. The Ritva has two answers. Isn't Mukhaf good enough? So first he says, you're right, really, it's not a good kasha. I find it. V'yeshla, v'yentom ki leka mufna ha'ika mukhach. Isn't there still mukhach? Who needs mufna? V'yeshla, the kasha might have made an imish shunda mufna. So the kasha is it mukhach enough? So the first answer of the Ritva is, yes. So what's the kasha for Gemara? Who needs mufna? It's not a kasha on logic. It's a kasha because on the Dalam and Beis, the Gemara says, Mishum de Mufna. So it's not a kasha on logic. It's only a kasha on the Amora who said Mishum de Mufna. Really, it's not a kasha. We don't need Mufna. But someone said, doesn't say who, right? Some Amora said the words Mishum de Mufna by Tzitzis. So it's only a kasha on whoever was unlucky enough to have said the words Mishum de Mufna. Yes, it's not a kasha objectively, only on the one who said the words Mishum de Mufne. Right? Basically, if they had never said Mishum de Mufne, we wouldn't care. We'd have said it's Mucha. But since someone said it by saying Mishum de Mufne, like, what was that person thinking? But the mainstream shot, that's the second thing in the Ritva, right? And this is, I think, the mainstream shot in the Rishonim. Is that no. That it's not that you need either muchach or mufna. What does ibayis ema mean? Ibayis ema muchach, ibayis ema mufna. So what does ibayis ema mean? Ibayis ema means, it could mean, you need one of the two. Right? And then if you need one of the two, why is it muchach enough here? Must be muchach is enough. We're just asking on whoever was foolish enough to say mishum mufna, what did he mean? And yeah, we talk to defend him. That's very docha, because then Gutenberg will ask, so why are we going to Nazir and then Mitzora again, if we're just trying to defend someone who's talking about tzitzis? The mainstream shot is, doesn't mean you need one of the two. It means there's a machlokis amoraim, right? There's one daya of muchach alone, and there's one daya of mufna alone. Ibai Seima doesn't mean you have a choice. Means the machlok zamoraim. The one group of amoraim, held one group of amoraim held it all depending on mucha.
One group of Rav held depended on Mussman. And then, of course, we have a Kasha here. The Kasha is on the Manda Amar of Mufneh. There's a Manda Amar who says Muchach is worthless, Mufneh is everything. There's a Manda Amar who says Mufneh is worthless, Muchach is everything. So according to the Manda Amar who says Muchach is everything, it's Nicha. But according to the Manda Amar that Muchach is worthless and Mufneh is everything, which is half the Amorim, right? I'm just approximating. So in fact, the 50% of the Amorim have a Kasha, so it's a valid Kasha. And you don't even want to say, well, maybe the Chacham, Tanavir, Shmuel held like them because it's Amorim and Tanaim, and all, none of the Amorim want to say we only hold like some Tanaim. So then it's a valid Kasha. According to the Amorim, old Mufneh, according to the Chacham, Tanavir, Shmuel, we're up the creek here. That's the valid Kasha. Okay. That's the, cover the first line of the Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Now, what we really wanted to get into is the rest of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. It is a little bit on the late side already, even though we have a lot to do there. What are we supposed to do here first? How many guys finished 13 in Seder? We finished Daf 13. How many guys are in the middle of Daf 13? Okay. So maybe we'll have to just push off and fall behind a little, even though I want to be very, very strict about having two Makorah sheets per Amud. And 13 and 14 have to be the seventh Amud, which is Daf Hei Amud Aleph, so we can keep up our pace. But maybe we'll just have to push off, and next year we'll do what's on Makorah sheet 13. I'll put 14 in the box anyway. So anyone wants to get ahead, and you want to get into further Eon, etc., okay, the last brackets on 14 are enough to keep you busy for a whole week if you need what to follow. You look up the Maharitz quote in the Avnei Miluim, and then you can learn all the Sefas Nazir based on that, and there's lots to do. So I wouldn't worry. No one's going to be bored. But we'll have to pick up with the Indian of Mitzorah, Amir Tashem, on Monday.